Hey friends, welcome to the Victor Marks Podcast with Victor Marks, founder of All Things Possible Ministries. Welcome to the show where we bring you real conversations faced with life's hard truths, stories of redemption, and the latest from the front lines. Whether you're on the road, getting your day started, or finally settling in, we've got an exciting new episode planned for you. So let's dive in to today's show.
Everybody, Victor Marks here. I haven't made a post in a while because, well, I've been talking less, just in general in life, and listening a lot more, seeking God at what I would say is a whole different level. The trials that have gone through the pruning to bring forth more fruit gives me a level of confidence to say to all of you, God is teaching me about enduring and trusting and abiding in Him in ways that in levels that I haven't in the past. You know, what I'm about to tell you may trip some of you out, and I'm not saying it to cause fear, but the things that I have gone through, my bride, a couple of days ago, she said, we were riding in the car, she said, babe, I cannot believe the intensity of warfare against you, which, I mean, if it's against me, it's against me and her, it's against our family, it's against a ministry and our team, and it's, we know, against Christians who support and pray for the work we do. But the other night, I literally had a physical manifestation of a demon in our home attacking me. It's beyond what I can share, except to say, what a ride. And thank God for a godly wife who had to stand in the gap and rebuke this demon in the name of Jesus and command him to leave me alone, which he did. And the moment he, this oppressive, crazy manifestation of it, when she took authority, boom, he left. And there was such a peace on me afterwards. I mean, I was wiped out. What a battle. And then peace in our home, as my bride said, she goes, wow, instantly I feel peace. It's not that presence of evil. So why is all this happening? Well, I can say this, God is always in control. And he knows what's coming up very quickly in our lives and ministry. And there are some major things. I mean, literally, go to thedangerousgentleman.com. That's the new book that I have. Gosh, can I show you all this? This is the new book, The Dangerous Gentleman. And you can find out more. You can order one. I didn't know it was going to make this big of an impact spiritually or be this big of a threat, but it is. And there's other things that we're rolling out that we've been working on that the enemy hates. So I'll just say this. Thank you all for praying. And if you're going through something, because I know my situation isn't just unique to me, although some of the trials have been from physically somebody trying to kill me, it keeps going. Physical illness, it's crazy. But I'm telling you, you're going through something, don't give up. Let me pray for you right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those watching and listening who are struggling and feeling alone and isolated. Your word, your holy scriptures say you never leave us nor forsake us, especially in the midst of a trial. God, I pray for those who are struggling. If I pray by the power of your spirit, if there's sin in their life that they should confess and repent of, I pray they would do that now and see that as a gift that you're convicting them of sin. For those who may be just being pruned and it's not necessarily sin, I pray you'd strengthen, encourage, protect, and comfort them. Or let them know they are not alone and this will not last. But God, you have the ability, by the power of your Holy Spirit, the power of your word, to give us enduring faith. Faith that will last and endure even the greatest hardships, even the worst types of betrayal, even the most unsettling illnesses, or even attacks from the enemy. So God, I pray that you would break any oppression off those listening and watching right now, and they would sense your very presence and peace in their life. So God, help us to have grateful hearts. And Lord, thank you for loving us and giving us in love for others, including our enemies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. We'd love to stay connected with you and invite you to the conversation beyond this podcast. You can check out more of the work we're doing around the world at victormarks.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all linked in the show notes. Be sure to drop us a comment in the review section if today's show has impacted you in any way, or if there's anything you'd like to hear more of. We're always encouraged to hear from you. Thanks for spending your time with us. Until next time.